One of the nation's largest banks, Citigroup, is announcing thousands of layoffs. It's cutting 11,000 jobs, about 4% of its workforce. NPR's Elsa Chang reports the cost-cutting strategy was expected from Citigroup's new CEO, who's facing a lot of pressure to show results quickly.
When Michael Corbett first stepped in as Citigroup's new CEO in mid-October, he faced some high expectations. Vikram Pandit, his predecessor, had just resigned after directors told him it was time to take a hike. The ouster surprised much of Wall Street, and since then, Corbett has said one of his main goals is to trim the fat from Citigroup's unwieldy structure, save the bank some money. Nancy Bush says Citi's directors had faith a traditional banker like Corbett could get the job done. She's a banking analyst and contributing editor to SNL Financial.
Don't forget, Vikram Pandit was not a banker. He was an investment management guy. He was sort of an accidental CEO at Citigroup. And, you know, obviously investors had been clamoring to see expense cuts and better earnings. And, you know, Mr. Corbett has just shown that he's going to deliver.
This cost-cutting announcement is Corbett's first big move as CEO. And if you're going to slice away excess, job cuts are the fastest way to do it. The majority of Citi's job shedding will be in branch banking and consumer lending. The bank's also rolling back operations around the world: Pakistan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Turkey, and Romania. Citi will take a short-term financial hit for this downsizing. They have to first pay out $1 billion in severance packages and other costs. But Bush says the bank is hardly in a unique position.
This is happening not just across several banks, but across all banks.
Bank of America also had mass layoffs. And this is just the beginning, Bush says. Banks will be announcing more bloodletting and expense cutting for the next few years under a changing regulatory environment. New rules are requiring banks to hold more capital, so they'll have a better buffer against the next financial disaster. That means profits are going to suffer a blow, especially since lending money isn't too hot of a business these days. Gary Townsend runs a hedge fund that focuses on banks.
Because interest rates are so low, it's very difficult to get any return on investments. And there's not a great deal of lending to do either in a slow economic environment where cash is replete around the world.
So banks right now are really focused on the cost side. Before Corbett became CEO, he already earned his stripes as a cost cutter when he helped slim down Citi's consumer lending business. Analysts say that puts him in lockstep with the bank's powerful chairman, Michael O'Neill. O'Neill's known not to be shy about doing some fast, decisive slashing to save some cash. Elsa Chang, NPR News, New York.
We're trying something different with the music in today's show.
The band Los Straitjackets is performing the music for us here in our studios.
Los Straitjackets are no strangers to All Things Considered. Their instrumental rock has been a favorite of our studio directors for years.
But today they're performing in-house, and I'll chat with the band a little bit later this hour.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR.